Sunday night or Yud Gimel Shvat. Shmaitza Beis Perik Yud Ches. Shmaitza Beis Perik Yud Ches. B'tshuvas HaRamah. Shmaitza brings down a Tshuvas HaRamah. Hiksha, and I think we all are going to know the Teretz as soon as we see the Kasha. We're all going to smile and say, oh, we know the Teretz. Because that's what we've been learning about. Everything we've been learning about up till now is really just fits in, you know. B'hod le'kosev of a Rambam b'hilchos of echshera debita le'kahuna. The Rambam paskins a woman's kosher to say le'kosher nevalti, like Rabbi Gamliel. He paskins that he could say she's neman for herself, and she's neman for the child when he's paskining about the suffering mamzer angle. When he's paskining the suffering mamzer angle, he's paskining he's neman for the child. She's neman for the child also. When he talks about the iser kahuna, then he doesn't mention about the child, even though the chora is the same Rabbi Gamliel, it's the same machshir. He's paskening like Rabbi Gamliel. Let's get the shlavim clear. Rabbi Gamliel is the one that says that she's neman to say the kosher nevalti. That's a Rabbi Gamliel. Paskening that she's neman to gabe the child. That's a machlekes amoyroim already in Rabbi Gamliel, where the man the machshir ba machshir bebito man the machshir or man the machshir ba poisel bebito. She has a cheskos kashrus, the daughter doesn't have a cheskos kashrus, that's how the Gemara is mechalakit. Why yes, either cheskos heimani labas, or the bori of the mother, or the eidos, or whatever it is. And then you have the Magid Mishnah, right? And now, lo and behold, the Rambam Taka never paskins anywhere that the mother is nemon legabe the daughter when it comes to the Issa Kahuna. He paskins she's nemon legabe herself. Passes like Rabbi Gamliel that she could say l'kosher nevalti even l'gabi kahuna. He paskins shtuki beduki that she's nemo l'gabi the child l'gabi mamzerus. It's never negeya ha psul kohol, her is negeya psul kahuna. But lo and behold, he leaves out what would be a very normal thing to say, that she's nemo to be machshir a daughter l'kahuna. That Itaka doesn't say. So that's the Ramah asks why. So says the.
If Bita was Psula, wouldn't you say that? I mean, because that was. He sits by Mamzer, he said the fairish Bita is kosher. So also, I know the mission, you can't go either way. I mean, the mission is a little bit.
Okay, so you hold that the Ramah. That the answer to the Ramah's kasha is that the Rambam was saying on what he wrote, that he's Naman Lagabi Safik Mamzer. I hear.
No, I'm really asking.
Well, the Shmaitz is giving a teretz that she's taking that Nemon, because that's the Magid Mishnah. We should all be smiling and saying, well, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah gives the reason why she's Nemon, Lagabi, the daughter, by Mamzer, and it doesn't fit Lagabi Kuno. He had to make a whole dreidel with Cheskos, with Chazoka Bedekas and Mizane, and Bori, and Eidos, and this and that. He ended up saying that the Bori of the mother doesn't help for the daughter. So it would have to work mitam bodekas mazane or mitam roif sherem or mitam something. Let's learn. That's what he's going to say. If he mashin is bar, but the rain of the el, everything we've been saying up till now.
Amen.
For sure, but the Rambam paskins like a biyachanam because he paskins by mamzerus manda machshir bar machshir bebita. Sure, the question is predicated on that assumption that he's paskining manda machshir bar. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel, man the machshir means Rabbi Gamliel, that she's neman to say the kosher nevalti, machshir bebita. If the machshir is bar b'dvarein uliel, I'm kain. Tain is bari the ima loymani klal abita. That's a non-starter. If it's mitzad tain is bari, it doesn't help for the daughter. So the hechshera debita is the Magid Mishnah svara that Chazal believed the. Because she's kosher anyway, lavoi b'kohol. Einu el mishum de beloye dusa is anyway ksherim and atoira. Umishum de suffik mamzer mutter. Chmash yukasavti liel b'shem harav ha-magid. V'yim kain, that svara is einu el l'psule kol, obviously. V'nei menasohem l'hachshir abbas l'kal Yisrael, because she's anyway mutter, midir raisa. Aval einan emenas lahachshir habas lekohol kahuna. if we have a real suffek, which we do, we have a suffek, then why should the mother be nemun? Her bori doesn't help Lagabi the daughter. The davka suffek mamzer mutu midiaraisa bakal Yisrael. The chsev mamzer badai the loy mamzer suffek. Aval kahuna hareu kashori surei Torah. But Osir min haTorah, then he throws in Kinan deikba Isura. He's being very smart, the Shmaitza. He knows that David Kone is going to jump up and say, "Why do you think the Rambam holds that every suffik is mutam in haTorah?" So what's the difference between a suffik mamzer and every suffik? So she should be Nemon to be machshir a child to kahuna. Because anyway, the child's kosher to kahuna b'makom suffek, because the Rambam holds that on a d'oraisa level, suffek d'oraisa l'kula. So the Shmaitz anticipated the question, and he threw in kivan de ikba isura. That since you know there are known psulim in the city, that's what he's talking about. That's the normal case. You notice certain people, a guy, with pasul har and the child to kahuna. With pasul har and the child to kahuna, so ikba yisura. So we're back to suffik deraisa l'chumra on the deraisa level. So since habori doesn't help for the child, so taka, why should she be nemon? There's taka no mahalach for her to be nemon for the child. If you say the bori doesn't help, and the bedekas of mezane, you'll say, is not strong enough to mamish make bimater and iser, deraisa, the suffik. Now the Shmaitz is bothered by something else, but what chayra, a very normal case is roif ksheira metzla. Roif ksheirim should be mutam mitam rov.
No, even
according to the Rambam, rov that badai. Yeah, the filibar of ksheirim, kivan the lashitas. The filibar of ksheirim, it still makes sense for the Rambam. And as if you'll say roif ksheirim should say that on the d'oraisa level, kids kosher. That's what he wants to happen. Even if the same with the Rabbanan, they're being machmer and they're holding out, but on the d'oraisa level, Rav Ksheirim should say it's kosher. So why doesn't the Rambam say that by Rav? You see in the Gemara that Rav Ksheirim is like a case. Man the machshir, machshir feel the Rav Ksulim. So you mean, so you see that like there's Rav Ksheirim and Rav Ksulim. So let the Rambam at least have said that she is Nemon even for the daughter for Kahuna, even at least by Rav Ksheirim. So the Rambam says, no, it's not going to work. Kivan de Lashitas HaRambam Chad Rov Lo Mahani. The Rambam holds, we saw this in the last parak, that one Rov by Yuchsin is not enough. Mishum Gzeira de Kavua. We always have a Gzeira because it's very easy to mistake a Rov for her going to him. And when she goes to him, the rov is lo relevanti, because it's called kavua kamach sal machsudami, and it's always plausible or possible, or even if you can't just say, okay, it's mutter when he went to her, because many times she'll go to him, and the din will be totally different, because it'll be called kavua kamach sal machsudami, you can't use the rov. So the Rambam therefore holds chad rov lo mahani, which is gzeira de kavua. There's a gzeira because of kavua, and what you need is two rovs. We have a kavua, have a yisa toira, who goes with rov otu kavua. The imkain hechshera de bas eno ela lekohol, right? Mitzad the mothers, the burim, have a kahuna lo ad the ikotrei rubi. Now, why didn't the Rambam say by two rovs the mother's nemon? Like, what do you want from the poor Rambam? I'm speaking it out now. That's not in the Gemara. That's to say, why didn't the Rambam say by Rav Ksheirim? It's because the Gemara sort of, you know, categorizes the case of Rav Gamliel. Sometimes it's Rav Ksheirim, sometimes it's Rav Psulim. Once you start slapping on requirements, two rovs and this, the Gemara doesn't get into that. Like, it's not something for the Rambam to pass. The Rambam doesn't have to, like, talk about every single possible scenario that you could think of. You'll work it out. If the mother's them and the mother's them, and that's not the Rambam's job to pass it. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. Rav Gamliel is talking about one robe, or either Rav Shem or Rav Psula. Anyway, so the Rambam doesn't hold. Uveshas the Omruman the Machshebo Machshebebito. Wait a second. The Gemara says Beferish Machshebebito. So Myri Behechshet the Kahal Yisrael. That's a little strange when you're learning the Gemara in Ksubis. If you would see this, you would like your eyes will pop out of your heads. Rambam's allowed to be against Rashi.
Rambam against Rashi?
Well, we're talking about the Rambam doesn't paskin Machshir Bebita by Kahuna.
This is really Rabbi Magid who's really talking, right?
No, we're in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention the din. He conspicuously leaves it out. We don't have to. You want to say he extrapolated it from there? Okay, but the Ramah says, "Hey, the Rambam he conspicuously left out being Neman on the daughter for the Kahuna." So now, when you learn the Gemara, if you learn the first Perek Sumis, like, because the whole Gemara is talking about the Kahuna, and they man the Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita, but Bo is the Kahuna even. And Vita is only for Psul Kohol. It's weird, but that's what the Shmaitz is maintaining. That when you read the Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubas, and you read Man the Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita, the Rambam Taka holds, it's talking about Machshir Bebita only for Mamzerus, for the Psul Kohol. Ubishaz Domru Man the Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita, Mayri Behechsha the Kahal Yisrael. Even the Bishaz Loi Mayri, Ella the Kahal Yisrael. Rambam, indeed the Rambam paskins, he has no problem with that. I mean, no problem, he paskins like Gemara, that Vlad Koshal Pi Bedikas or Emro Psulim, even by Roy Psulim, because with the Arais on the Arisa level, it's still Suffolk Mamzer, even by Roy Psulim, because Suffolk Mamzer doesn't care about Roy Psulim.
Isakam.
Yeah, it's very hard to have a Ruben the Lesser come on for Roy Psulim. Yeah. You would never call yourself. So you have, so that's it. And then, so that's she's them one. Because it's anyway, Sufik Mamza's mutter. But the Rambam Taka refuses to paskin. That's she's them on Lagabi, the child, being mutter to a kohen. The Rambam Taka refuses to paskin that. Tava Gabda Rashi, if you're alert, like I'm sure he has on the ball, because he just. Learned the Gemara in Ksubas. At least he looked at it. Abu Gabda Rashi, if you're learning Gemara Ksubas Perek Aleph and you happen to look in Rashi, which you should. Forish Lahakshe Bita Lekahuna. Omnam, he did be Erev Magid. Certainly the Magid Mishnah was going against Rashi. Shekosav de below Edusa Koshem and Atoira, and that's why she's Namon. Near the Mepharish to Kahal Yisrael.
How can we say that?
No. Now's a good time to hear.
Because the parish also says the Rav Magid is Lachora Cholek and Rashi.
Now that we know the Rambam.
Oh, in the back of the Rambam.
Well, now. The Ramah asks it as a kasha on the Rambam. What do you want? The Rambam does not paskin that she's Neman to say that the daughter is kasha l'kahuna. The Rambam very conspicuously leaves it out. So it's beautiful. It's perfect. What do you want? Now you understand the Rav Magid, where he was coming from. I mean, how did the Rav Magid say such a thing? Because Rav Magid knew the Rambam. He felt very comfortable saying what he said because he knew the Rambam does not paskin anywhere. That she's Naaman to say that the daughter's kosher lakuna. Rashi says yes, but the Rambam says no.
But the Rambam doesn't say it.
The Rambam doesn't say anything. But if you, certainly, when you read the Rambam Magid, then you understand the Rambam Magid's reason for her Naaman is on the child is only fits by Psul Kohol. It doesn't fit the kahuna. The chain mashma, the Shmaitz old, it's a little mashma like the Rambam. We'll see who's right. But Perek Asori Yuchsin. You say, you have the first Perek in Ksubas. First Perek in Ksubas is talking about Har Nemonis Lagabi herself, primarily. That's certainly for Kahuna. She ain't becoming a mamza. She's born already. She is what she is. She's only becoming possible to kahuna. That's what's so weird about his way of learning in the Rambam, because Machshav Bo certainly is talking about kahuna. And Machshav Bita has to make a switch over to Psul Kol. Al Kaponim, though, the Gemara Ksubas ostensibly is talking about Psul to kahuna, because the sugi is talking about the mother. It's like almost an afterthought, not an afterthought, but it's incidental, the discussion in the Gemara about the child. It's like a short discussion, but the Gemara is busy with her. The whole Gemara, all the sugyas are busy with her. And that's certainly for kahuna. Now, in Gemara Kiddushin, in the fourth perek, there's a list of yuchsin types in Klal Yisrael. Each one's going to get their own bus line. We don't want anybody to mix. And
that's what they did.
I want to know that based few of women, like, so last Monday night, they set it up. I didn't want a mechitza because it's too small an area up there. Downstairs, there could be a mechitza because you feel you're in a big room. Like, well, up there, if you have a mechitza, like, you feel like you're in a closet. You sit separate, but no mechitza. So the women came with a tefillah afterwards. It was set up, it was arranged that the men really were facing, not facing the women, mamish face to face, but on an angle. And the women felt uncomfortable. They demanded to sit in the back of the bus. They demanded to sit in the back. So you see, Baruch Hashem, very tzenua women, and they demanded to be in the back. So tomorrow night, we'll put them in the back.
Except
so there was one
person.
No, not one person. Maybe have to be done on the kaf schus. You see, people were done on the kaf chov. I really did think it should be done on the kaf schus. This one woman wanted to sit with the men, but in the back of the men. So now I have to be done on the kaf schus, that she didn't want to sit where the men would be facing her. She definitely wanted to sit in the back. So really, you have to ask her mechila for thinking. I mean, I don't even know who she is. But you see, you have to be done people the kaf schus. It's very possible, I still don't know, but it's very possible she Dafkal Tsunim's reasons wanted to sit with the men, but in the back. Now that the women complained, they complained after the shiur. Not complained, they didn't complain. Not if you heard my Shabbos drasha, they didn't complain. But they said they felt uncomfortable with the men facing them. So that's very, I'm very happy to hear that. I'm very, very proud, very happy. So they're going to sit in the back tomorrow. Hope the Jerusalem Post doesn't come down. They asked for it. They demanded it. They demanded it.
You won't find them near a shiur, don't worry. The Jerusalem Post
they, now they're looking around. They're scouting. Anyway, so the Gemara and Ksubas has 10 categories. Asori Yuchsin Olumi Bovel. That's the parak is called Asori Yuchsin, because that's how the Mishnah starts. So one of them is Shtuki. Shtuki means you don't know who the father is. Now we're focused on the child. And that's Sofek Mamzer. There's a Shtuki, and there's a Sufi. A Sufi is a foundling that you don't know who both parents are. Shtuki is from the word quiet. He asks the mother who the father is, and she goes, shah. That's what it comes. So the Gemara in Asor Yuchsin is talking about the child. And it's a shtuki is the iser. That's really the makar. I mean, how do you know that midirabon on sofik mamzer is osur? I don't know if every sofik mamzer is osur midirabon. No. I mean, every sofik is osur midirabon. But there's a special iser on a shtuki. You have a special iser because the Torah says b'feir sofik mamzer is mutter. So there's a special iser on a shtuki and a sufi. Are also with Rabbanon. Also.
But it's simple suffering.
On a Sufi, yeah.
I don't know, on a Rabbanon level, I don't know. Like every Yisra.
Oh, I think we have to cast the Rambam that he said right here.
We want to know why the Gemara said, the Gemara says, why did Rabbanon Aser suffering Mamzer?
Oh, okay.
If it's Mutter Minat Torah. So according to the Rambam, it's a strange question. The Rambam Aser every suffering Yisra. That's the question on the Rambam. So the Teretz is because Sofik Mamzer is Mamash heavy duty mutter, because even B'makom Rov, that's the Shemayitzus Teretz. Anyway, the Gemara says Shtuki. Then the Gemara brings on Abishol. Abishol hayakare l'shtuki beduki. What beduki? Both kines imo. You ask the mother. And if she says the father was kosher, then the child's kosher. So every shtuki you can be machshir. A shtuki is also midrabon and lovoy b'kohol. But you could be machshir at lovoy b'kohol. That's Abishol. Abakol hayakare l'shtuki beduki. That's more in Kiddushin.
A Sufi, you can't do anything.
A Sufi has a problem.
You don't even know if they're Jewish.
Well, you have to deal with all those issues. You have to deal with all the issues. And there are Sufi too. You go to, you know, again, you go to Ohel, you have a kid that they don't know who the father or the mother. Well, usually there's a birth certificate. A birth certificate. Okay. Anyway. That's why it's called a shtuki.
So how can you say shtuki is a beduki? Beduki is the opposite, where she'll talk.
If she knows, if she wants to tell, if she wants to say the question of Aldi, means she's not married. It's a pruya shazinsa, you know.
She's not a shtuki.
You're not hiring her for a ganenet. You know, no matter what, you know, even if she was lakoshin about it, you don't want her for a ganenet for your kids. She's a pruya shazinsa. It's not the Jewish way. So she says shah. She doesn't want to talk about it. It's like a hif joke, you know. Shtuki shah. You know, where's Tati? You know, the kid comes home. Where's Tati? Nowadays they don't care what the answer is.
Abishol saying you press it.
Abishol is. So the Gemara says Abishol is really just paskling like Rabbi Gamliel. That's what the Gemara says. Abishol shayakare l'shtuki beduki kloimar sheboitki nesimoi v'omeres l'koshin avalti. That can be machshir a kid. In effect, he's paskling like Rabbi Gamliel. That's the Gemara. This is not like what we're saying in the Rambam, you realize. Oh, no, other Rambam. No, this is talking about Sulkal. This is beautiful. The Gemara says it's Rabbi Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, so then why do we need Abishol for? Just say halachic Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, that now says the Shmaitz, the Gloria gives an answer, whatever it answers. Chaymashra Parakas over Yuchsin, that he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara and Kedushin that Rabbi Gamliel is dafka by Psul Kohl, not by Psul Kahuna, when it comes to the child. Why? Kabi Abishol, Shayakari, Lishtuki, Baduki. Uporich, the Gemara asks, Satnina, we learned in the Mishnah, in Ksubis. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elezer, Oimim, that menes, and Mandamach Shebo, Mach Shebebito. So that's Abish, so what's Abishol's Kiddush? That's what the Gemara answers. So it answers whatever it answers, I inshallah. Now, Abishol, Mari, Bitsule, call. Obviously, that's what the Mishnah in Kiddushin is talking about. Mashtuki, that's also Lovei Bukal, right? The Beperikasori Yuchsin. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, as opposed to Ksubis, which talks about Har, mostly. 98% of the discussion in Ksubis is about Har, which very obviously can only be a question of Kahuna. The Gemara in Asar Yuchsin is focused on a child and Sulkal, Shtuki. The paragraph Asar Yuchsin, Masna Lakal Yisrael, V.M. Kane. Hach the machshir bebito nami lekal Yisrael. That's the Shmaitz's raya. In other words, if man the machshir bo machshir bebito would have been talking about specifically kahuna, then the Gemara he feels wouldn't have a kasha hatznina chadozimna. It's a different din. That's for kahuna, and this is for kal Yisrael. I don't know. Maybe it's a kosh game. He feels that it wouldn't be shver. That's obviously what he's saying. He feels the Gemara's kasha would not be shver hatznina chadozimna, since they're two different dinim. One is legabi kahuna, one is legabi psul kol. Even though it's a kal v'chomer really, because if she's neman for psul kol, if she's neman for psul kahuna, so koshke she would be neman for psul kol. But you can still say the Gemara is like hatznina chadozimna doesn't ring. Atzina Chadam Zimna means we learned the exact same din already one time while you're repeating it. Just the fact that you can extrapolate it and figure it out, L'chayra would not have the Gemara ask Atzina Chadam Zimna. So that's the Shmaitz's Raya, that Hatzina Chadazina means the Gemara looked at the Gemara in Kedusha, looked at the Gemara in Ksubis, and looked at Rama Gamliel, and looked at the Machshebo, Machshebebito, as dealing with Psul Kohol. So it's able to say Hatzina Chadazina. The Yafal Gav, this is the question we had before. By two roads, the Rambam would hold that she'd be Nehma. The Betray Ruby, Mahani Labita, Afila the Kahuna. Leibina Tainas Bori, Betray Ruby. Keeping the Bashas, Myri Nami. Wait, keeping the Bashas, Myri Nami. Beroyev Psulim. Wait, Bashas, Myri Nami, Beroyev Psulim. Like the Magid Mishnah says, for Rambam, Rambam doesn't have to give you every case. Wait, by two rows, you don't need her to say Bari, right? By two rows, you don't need her. So I don't know what does he want to Rambam
But if he's saying Rov Pesulim, how are you having
you
two rows?
No, and Echanami, it's two different cases.
Sounds like you're saying a
Trey Rube
is not a
suffix. Yeah, so then, he doesn't mean that the Rambam should say by two Rebbe she's Nehma. She doesn't even have to say anything. Let's say she says she was out cold. She got drunk and she doesn't know anything. So also by two roles, you'd be Machshir of Vlad Lechayri. You don't need her Bari. So, you don't need her Bari. I don't know what he wants. I mean, he wants the Rambam to say that, but he rolls the kid's kosher.
The one rove is still a suffix.
Yeah, he wants. My point is, he doesn't want the Rambam to say that by two rows she's Neman. I don't know, that takes away.
We say by something else she's Neman, but really, we don't need it.
Look, by two rows you don't need her to say the kosher of Alti.
It's like something else. Yeah. We say we believe
then,
her, but we explain it to be that we really don't need her. We don't need her.
I don't think so. You don't need her at all. For two rows, you need her. The reason you need her when it's Safik Mamzer is because Midir Rabbanan it's also. Rabbanan decided to believe her since Midir Eis it's Mutter. To say that Midir Rabbanan two rows is also too, without her Bori, is not mashma like that. Maybe. But he starts off saying, Vavogav de betray Rubi Mahani Labita Filo the Kahuna. The light being in Tainus Bari betray Ruby. I said, but that becomes a terror, so that's why the Rambam didn't mention it. Well, why should the Rambam start saying Trey Ruby's down? If you say the Rambam didn't say she's never with a Bari, I understand. But to say, why didn't the Rambam say Trey Ruby's kosher, the Rambam doesn't have to say every scenario.
So is one rove and her bori equivalent to two roves?
Not by Psul Kahuna. That's what he's saying. That's why the Rambam doesn't say it. That's already saying that because you're voting to the guess of Mishnah that it's only when she'd be mutter anyway on the Diraisa level, not when the suffix is on a Diraisa. Back to the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam's not going to start talking about the Hechsher Abbas Lakuna by two roads. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about her having two roads, but not even by Roy Tzula. But not the Vlad. Virashi, the Meforish, Lahakshabita, Lakuhuna, the Loy Meforish, Lakal Yisrael, Kosa Vashita Mukubetsis, Visham the Ilakal Yisrael, Havale Lemema, Mandamach Shabo, Mach Shabazara, Ayan Shab. Okay, a cute Raya. If you're talking about Psul Kohol, then that's equal for men and for women, for Zohar on a Kava. So you wouldn't say Machshir Bebita, you'd say Manda Machshir Bo, Machshir Bezara. But if you're talking about kahuna, a man is basically unaffected. He's not a chalol. You're born to a zayna. You know, unless a kohen marries a zayna, then the child's a chalol. But stam a zayna, if she was nivel to a guy, nivel to a... So, wait. What would be the case?
He won't be puzzled to a
kohenes. Right, L'nizru... The daughter of a kohen is allowed to marry an apostle. They're allowed to. They might become now apostle of kahuna too, but they're allowed to marry. There's no issue. So says the Shmaitzer, because of Mishnah Mukavetz from the either Kali Yisrael have the name and the Machshavah Zara Ayin Shom. Umidiri Avramagadim Farish Lakali Yisrael Kamoshik Safdi. So why does it say Takam Bito? Hainu the Rusa Davlagav the Bito. Even the Pesula Lakuna Mechashash Nosun and Mamzer. Amos al kadait of the high time and amit yipasul lekal Yisrael. It's a shtickle funny that the mother's name on the gabi saying the child, if your chashash is nivul al nosin of a mamzer, so you're letting the child marry into klal Yisrael because you're believing the mother, but you're not believing the mother. The gabi letting her marry a koyim. But that's not so strange. You find that I can live with that. That will come to the beat. Look, even the two can have no son. Mamzer, Amos, Halka, Daitach, the Bahai, Time, and Amit, Apostle, Akal, Yisrael. Lo, you talk in the Beshachash, Echot, Yuchshar, Lazer, Aloy, Lazer. Kamash 1 is not like that. Kamash 1 is not like that. That's why.
We know it's exerts a castle by Mamzer.
What do you mean?
He says, Sabi Daita Gida Bahamir, that since if we believe by Kahuna.
If we. Sagada the Hamina,
that. Was the Hamina?
We're afraid she was never the Nosin of the Mamza. You believe her that she was not. Lagabe, you're letting her come into the call. But now you're turning around and you're saying she can't marry a Kohen. But the chayyur is the same chashash. You're contradicting yourself technically. I mean, it's not schwer because to this degree she's kosher and to this degree she's not kosher. Like, yeah, we'll over shas.
But we know mom is like a special case, no? Because the possible
case. I don't see what you're saying. We're talking about that she's nemon to say that the kid's not a mom. Right? That she's nemon. So
because of the possible.
Fine, but in effect she's saying that she was not nivel to a nosan or a mamzer, which is our problem with letting her marry a kohen. So to continue to insist that she's not let, so that the child, to say that the child is also to marry a kohen, is a little funny. So that would be the kamash one of the Gemara, that would be the kamash one, the chiddush. Now the Shmaitzer brings down a case, and he too tells it. Betrefa animal. Shenas arva ben aksheros. Bechetsya pirish. Then on the bottom he has the case. There were 7 animals, he took out 2.5, so there were 4.5 left. And the, what?
Yeah.
They were dead, they were chopped up. Sirloin steak. What are these guys, Dominic Myron in the hall? They sold up. What? Who are they? Yeah, I know, but they can't, people can't walk in. He'll be finished in a minute and a half.
So
it just bothers me. If yeshiva people would do that, they would, like...
Are we saying out of the seven, one is straight?
I'm not sure what I have to... Maybe we'll leave it here. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll get the case straight. It's 5 to 9. We'll stop here.